I'm now going to catch up with Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, local accountancy firm. Rob, good to have you back on the show as we reach the end of 2023. You okay?
Yes, fine, thank you. It's just scary that we're here, isn't it?
Indeed, yes. Well, let's talk about 2023 first, actually. Let's talk about what your reflections are of the year of 2023. Good year, bad year, indifferent year?
I guess, as we get to the end of the year, if you'd have known what it was going to be like a year ago, you'd have taken it, because I think it was very much full of doom, gloom and despondency for 2023, whereas I think for a lot of businesses, they've got through it and perhaps it's not been as bad as they anticipated. I don't think it's been great, but it's been nowhere near as bad as perhaps we were prepared for. So, you know, I think you've got to take the positives there.
Yeah, it's been a funny year, hasn't it? And I think for me, it demonstrates the difference kind of in media than what we would have had sort of 20, 30 years ago. Because 20, 30 years ago, we wouldn't have had all this social media with speculation every single day about what's going to happen. Too much information, really. And I think that makes you think about it too much. Whereas what you've just said there, if we'd known at the beginning of the year that we'd be sitting here now with a, you know, small growth in the economy, no major economic disasters really across the year, we'd probably have been happy, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's one of those ones that many years ago my doctor said to me that, you know, going to see the doctor, boring is good. And, yeah, and sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, it is only just over a year ago that we had the Liz Truss premiership for that small period of time when the world did go absolutely mad. So,
yeah, and the Bank of England were forecasting the deepest recession that, you know, we'd had for God knows how long.
Indeed, yeah. So, yeah, it does seem okay, doesn't it? Definitely, we've had a lot of inflation, haven't we, clearly? And I do think a lot of people and businesses are feeling that pinch of increased costs. Any exceptions to that, would you say?
No, I think the reality is twofold. One is exactly what you just said about the headline inflation and the costs increasing. And secondly, both from a business point of view, but also from you know, the general public's point of view, we're now seeing the bite of interest rates having gone up. We talked about before that so many people are on fixed rate mortgages that it's taken time for that to filter through. And I think that is starting to hit people's pockets now.
Yeah. It's unlikely they're going to go up, I don't think, now, don't you, that interest rates probably have peaked because inflation is coming down. Obviously, world events, you know, we've got Gaza, Ukraine is still not stable. There's still sort of conjecture over all production, isn't there? So that could absolutely have a knock on. Not really picked up anything about heating costs this year, because obviously last year that was going to be a major issue. So I don't think there's anything dramatic there. And I don't think anything like a massively cold winter is forecast. So I don't think there's anything on the horizon to scare us apart from just getting used to those interest rates around about 5%. Would that be fair?
I think so. I think the only thing with regards heating costs is whilst the headline costs are down, obviously this time last year we were starting to get the government's contribution, which softened it a bit. So I think actually when you compare what people are paying compared to the headlines, it's probably not as big a drop as perhaps the headlines suggest.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think you've got these global impacts of Gaza, Ukraine, which we're still watching unfold, and therefore the impact of them on the economy and our everyday living, there's still a question mark there.
Yeah, absolutely. What will you remember 2023 for, do you think?
I guess the cynic in me says that what I remember it for is the forecast coming out from the Bank of England that every month or a month later, they just said, yep, that's wrong, and we're going to reforecast, and this is going to happen. And I guess it just highlights that, you know, if the people that in the know don't know, you know, the rest of us, what chance do we have?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's quite astonishing. And on the back of we'll talk about the autumn statement later, but on the back of the autumn statement, you know, money was released because the fiscal reports the official reports, you know, were showing that there's, you know, more money to be spent. And so all those decisions are made on those forecasts. It's not reality, is it? And it's a very strange world in which we live, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the point.
Yeah. I mean,
we've got an election next year.
Yes, yes. Probably. The other thing that is quite astonishing as well is that the debt is, I believe, still the case, is roughly equal to 1 year's total output. 1 year's GDP is our national debt. I mean, if that, you know, if you went to your bank manager and said, oh, by the way, you know, I earn X amount a year and I've got this debt of X amount a year, I'm not sure that you'd be getting very favourable terms, would you? And, you know, how you would survive on that, you know, it would be quite astonishing, wouldn't it? So, again, strange world.
And I think the point there is twofold. One is you've got the interest rates being higher means the cost of the debt is higher. But at the same time, inflation has actually helped to shrink effectively some of the debt in real terms. So there's a balance there that we will continue to see unfold.
Indeed. Stay with us, Rob, and we'll talk about the autumn statement.
Thanks.